The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 2 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Maggie Gordon.
And I'm Connor Rooney.
And here are your headlines. U.S. and Iran conflict avoids escalation. The CAQ heads to the polls to choose a new leader, and another conservative MP crosses the floor to liberals.
Following U.S. President Donald Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die tonight, the United States and Iran have agreed to a 2-week ceasefire. The announcement was made just before Trump's 8 p.m. deadline. Trump will hold off on bombing Iranian power plants and bridges, while Iran will reopen the Strait of Hormuz to shipping traffic. Israel has also agreed to the ceasefire, but it claims it will continue the war with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Another conservative MP has crossed the floor to the Liberals. This comes ahead of 3 by-elections, 2 strongholds in Ontario and 1 battleground in Quebec. The traditionally Bloc Québécois riding was taken by the Liberals last spring by a single vote. So Maria, what just happened?
So Maggie, Southwestern Ontario MP Marilyn Gladue crosses the floor over to the Liberals, becoming the 5th MP to join them in over the last year. This brings the total number of Liberal MPs to 171. There are 3 federal by-elections on Monday, 1 in Terrebonne, which is north of Montreal, 2 in the Greater Toronto area. The Ontario ridings are both strongholds, but Terrebonne is a historically Bloc-leaning riding. The Liberals need to win 2 of the by-elections to have a majority in Parliament.
Why are by-elections happening in Terrebonne?
So during the federal elections, the Liberal candidate Tatiana Auguste won over the Bloc Québécoise Nathalie Sinclair-Desgagnés by only 1 vote. The Supreme Court of Canada overturned the election in February due to an issue with a mail-in ballot. We will be watching this election closely. Thanks, Maggie.
Voting is now underway in the CAQ leadership race. Party members can vote until Sunday to replace François Legault. The 2 candidates are Christine Frechette and Bernard Drainville. Legault has been premier since 2018, and his last day was last Thursday.
Montreal Canadiens captain Nick Suzuki recorded his 96th point last night in a 4-3 shootout win over the Florida Panthers. He tied Habs legend Pierre Turgeon for most points in a season by a team captain, and is in striking distance of the 100-point club. He would be the first Hab to eclipse the mark in 40 years, with Mats Naslund being the last to do so back in 1986. His teammate Cole Caulfield is also chasing history, as the star forward remains 1 score away from the 50-goal milestone, last reached by Stéphane Richer back in 1990. With 4 games left in the regular season, the Habs remain in the chase for the Atlantic Division title, tied with 102 points with Tampa and Buffalo at the top of the division. The Concordia Flag football team is preparing for the national tournament in Saskatchewan in May. With a strong squad assembled, they aim to increase the interest around their sport. Samuel Kyle has the story.
The Concordia University flag football team wrapped up its final tournament of the year with a loss to UQAM in the championship game, but the tournament still provided the team with valuable information. Head coach Alexis Labonté rotated his lineups throughout the tournament. He said the aim is to select the players who will travel to Saskatchewan next month for the Collegiate Flag National Championship.
We're going to have to do Collegiate. It's our national tournament, so we're preparing for that. So by putting everybody on the field, we can see who's going to be we need only 15 players over there. So we evaluate our top 15 to be prepared for that final tournament.
Concordia won its first 2 games of the tournament before losing in the final. Rookie wide receiver Ashley Longin said she appreciated the chance to build chemistry with her teammates.
It's working our bonding, our chemistry with the quarterbacks, with the other players on the lineup, and we have the Saskatchewan tournament coming up, so it's really important.
The national tournament will also be the last for 2 Concordia stars. Quarterback Sarah Parker and wide receiver Caroline Moquin-Joubert have been with the team since its inception, but 2026 will be their last year as Stingers. Longin acknowledged their role as mentors for the team's success.
They are honestly amazing. They are amazing as teammates. They are amazing as teachers. When we play with them, it's not like there's no like level. You know, you don't feel like they're on top of you.
As Concordia enters a new era, they hope to sustain their early success as a program. Samuel Kyle, Concordia News.
Montreal Clowns are taking center stage this Friday. The 10th annual Clown Festival is starting this weekend and ends on the 18th of April. The event focuses on physical comedy and independent performance art. It's being funded by a local nonprofit arts group called Montreal Clowns. The festival features many acts across 9 different venues, like La Chapelle Theatre. Tickets are available online if you want to catch a show.
The soccer world is mourning the death of one of the most influential faces of the sport. Gabriel Gheorghe joins us live in the studio with more. Gabriel, who was this man and why is he so revered?
Well, Connor, Mircea Lucescu is one of soccer's most decorated coaches of all time. He died yesterday at the age of 80, and he coached many clubs across Romania, Italy, Turkey, Ukraine, and Russia. And he's right behind Sir Alex Ferguson and Pep Guardiola as the coaches with the most trophies of all time. He had an amazing career both as a player and a coach. He also famously captained the Romanian national soccer team at the World Cup of 1970 in Mexico. And you may have seen a video of Pele asking for his jersey after the game between the game of Brazil and Romania. I also spoke to Cătălin Teodor Mihai, a former professional soccer player who played in Romania. He said he was an extraordinary man who had an amazing quality for growing teams and players. And for a lot of them, he was like a second father. He said even though it's sad that he died, he leaves behind everything he's accomplished. And many high-profile faces of the sport referred to Lucescu as one of the unique ones, a true creator of the game.
And Gabriel, I know that you are a soccer player yourself, as well as being Romanian. What does Lucescu's legacy mean to you?
Well, for me, he is a constant inspiration. What he has done for soccer and for the sport in Romania is truly remarkable. The class and elegance he had on and off the pitch is something I aspire to. He gave his whole life to the sport right until the moment he died. Just 2 weeks ago, he coached his last game of his life with the Romanian national team. Back to you, Connor.
All right. Looking ahead to next week, Montrealers will be able to enjoy a weekend filled with sunlight, with temperatures reaching a height of 11 degrees on Sunday, before heavy rain expected early on next week. That's your news to 11:45. Thanks for listening. From Concordia News, I'm Connor Rooney.
And I'm Maggie Gordon.